Well, if it isn't Dan, my sweetie boy.
Well, start playing Into Club or Baby Boy, because we're dropping bombs in the Middle East. It's 2003 again, baby.
Oh, man. Isn't it funny how history never repeats, but it rhymes. It rhymes. Sorry, I was bitten by George Lucas last month, and it's almost a full moon.
Wow. I am just thinking about, like, remember being, you remember 9/11.
Yeah. I was told explicitly to never forget.
Yeah. Strange how you were supposed to be in the Pentagon that day and then changed your schedule. Interesting. Interesting.
It's because I was detained at the airport for being a menace.
Ah, sure. They would have not landed in a Pennsylvania field if I'd gotten through.
Yeah, I'm not a plant. That's a final destination scenario.
No, but you saw the final destination scenario play out in front of you and you went, ah, fuck it. We ball. You're just like, nah, that's fine.
I got nothing else going on. Let's give it a shot.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Oh, I'm sick with a whole ass log? All right.
I'm here for a bad time and a short time.
Just like this show.
Welcome to the show. It's short and bad.
Just like you, Austin.
Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
When you look at the international average, you're average.
That's true.
So
that's
because
kinda
of the malnourishment in other countries, because of the global exploitation from the Imperial West.
Yeah. And also, to be fair, if I were to die tomorrow, it would probably even out quite a bit. I'd take a lot of it.
You're counted a lot of times.
Hundreds of tons of barley a year, I guess, is what I'm saying.
They're thinking that the war is going to stimulate our economy. I mean, honestly, they just need to introduce you to whatever crop
they
need to
get
rid of.
They just got
to
take the dang old China buffet out of this town. You know what I mean?
Tell me you don't still eat at China buffet.
I don't think it's open still.
Oh, good. Do you still go to India House?
That's all the way on the other side of town. I don't think they do their buffet either.
Good. Okay. So there are no buffets that you've been loose.
I guess that's why
recently.
I'm eating hundreds of tons of just barley.
This is why
burlap,
you go to Vegas. Yeah. You go to Vegas because you miss having a buffet.
I miss having a buffet.
A buffet.
I got Oysters Rockefeller. Some of those ones. Oh, man. Anything your little heart desires.
Listen, I've told you. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. You don't have to eat oysters. I'm telling you. There are other activities you can do in your life that scratch a similar itch.
Name several. No, we're not cutting. You die on this hill, you motherfucker.
I'm not describing cunnilingus to you again, because the last time you said I was making it up.
Put some Parmesan on that pussy, call it Rockefeller.
Jesus Christ.
There, that's what I wanted.
That's
I knew
good.
You were
going
to say cunnilingus, and I had that one.
I'm going to put some Parmesan on that pussy and call it Rockefeller. That is horrifying.
Just think about it.
I am, graphically. No, my first thought was like, what vegan palm alternative? Why am I thinking about this?
I love a joke that makes you think.
Yeah, most of them make me scratch my head, but not in a...
Because your brain's trying to get out.
That's true. I got that itchy brain. That's why I got to take the medication.
No, don't take the medication.
I know, you keep
telling
me. I
can't control you as effectively if you're medicated.
Well, you still have an external voice, Austin. This just stops the voice of you
in
my head.
No, I'm putting that in there. God.
I don't think you're projecting it. I think I'm projecting it from years of systematic abuse. That's just what my therapist says.
Well, what did I tell you about your therapist?
Any therapist besides you is lying to me. They don't even like me. I'm wasting their time.
They're secretly trying to kill you.
They're secretly trying to kill me. I know. Yeah. At least I'm honest about it, says Austin.
Yeah, the devil you know.
Mm-hmm. You're the deviled egg that I know.
Oh, you have any? I could go for one.
No, there's mustard on your shirt, though.
That's most of what I'll learn.
And right. Paprika in your beard? What have you been doing?
I guess I've just been going to each discrete individual ingredient of a deviled egg and being like, oh, it must be nice. Sadly, hard-boiled egg technology. It just isn't there yet.
It just isn't there yet. Eggs are so weird. You're just eating chicken periods.
Yeah, and? It's actually...
It's actually very feminist of me
to do that. It's actually misogynist of you to not eat eggs.
So there's a company. This is a plug. I'm not getting paid. There's a company out of town called Cool Earth, and they are a carbon neutral oat based dairy company. So they make milks that they sell in town in glass that you take back to the store.
Do they do a strawberry one?
They do a chocolate that is unbelievable. Well, they were at Pride this weekend. Happy Pride. And I was working Pride like I do every year. I just help out by picking up the artists in a rental van, all the out of town performers that come.
Driving them further away from the venue.
Come on, we're doing Potomac Pride. This is just a barn. Get in there.
Get in there and dance for me. It's a bar you own, and you make people sing and dance for you there.
Mm-hmm. They haven't caught on yet. They're like, man, we just keep having these performers go missing. I'm like, I know. They never showed up.
What a coinkydink.
Mm-hmm.
Are you miserying all of them in your dance bar?
That's my pitch for the better sequel to Pearl. So I'm at Pride, and we're doing the like street fair block party thing, and Cool Earth is there unveiling and bringing out their vegan gelato. And I've had a lot of different vegan ice creams.
I've had a lot of different vegan ice creams.
And I was a gelato fiend before I went vegan. Austin, this may have been the best frozen treat I've ever had, period.
Oh, my God.
The flavors. We had a classic vanilla. Cool, sweet, real vanilla bean. You got the little flecks in there. Either that or it was just dirty, but I like to think it was vanilla bean. A chocolate that I shit you not scratches the same itch as a Will Coxon's fudge bar. It is spectacular. They did a lemon that was out of this world, but the piece de resistance was a berry honey London fog.
Oh, I do like a London fog.
They had a coffee one that was excellent too, but the berry honey London fog was so perfectly balanced. Like from a flavor perspective, these were delicate, like, I would have expected that honey lemon London fog to be served at like a Michelin star restaurant. The taste was so perfect. It was unbelievable. So I straight up like did an on-camera reaction for them and tried all of them. When I got done, the owner of the company was like, you're really good at this. I'm like, yeah, I do marketing for a living.
And I guess that brings me to what I want you to do is I need you to work that magic talent, and I need you to get us an ad deal. And the only thing I can really offer them is... for me to do an ASMR of on the show of eating that.
Austin, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I have listened to you eat in person. Uh-huh. I've watched you eat in person.
It's not my fault my lips get heavier. I don't know why that happens.
It's the, some people can make it clap, mm-hmm. and you manage to do that with your lips, and I don't.
Yeah, we're just the... The heavy smack chewing
becomes
not unlike two ass cheeks clapping together.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. The people who can't stand the sound of people eating.
Right.
There's like a term for it. You infect people with it. You are patient zero.
People have described it as shitting in reverse.
Nice. You earned a bumper on that one.
I earned a bumper on that one. When we come back after the bumper on the same topic, they'll be so confused, Dan.
Oh, well, we're not going to keep talking about this.
Oh, thank God.
How long do you think the Make America Great Again ultra-right vanguard will hold on to their anti-war stance now that Trump is like, war's fine, actually? How long do you think before the anti-foreign interventionists, like the people who are like, I'm not a war hawk, how long before they crumble? How long before they're just on board?
I think it's one of those always has-beens, and they just wanted to do a dunk on Kamala Harris during the election.
Well, but here's my thing. You've got like Marjorie Taylor Greene and people of that ilk who are like, no, this isn't what MAGA's about. This isn't like, and you've got both people on a very left side of the equations and hardline, you know, right wingers. Now, granted, they want it for two different reasons. You know, the leftist take is we shouldn't be involved in other people's shit because that is morally reprehensible, and we can't, having undeclared wars like this is fucking grotesque. And on the, you know, the right side of things, they're like, let's focus on the ethno state at home that we're trying to establish and not worry about what's going on over in those parts of the world that we don't care for. I don't think they're aligned in value, but the outcome's the same. We don't want to be in this fucking war. And there are voices on the right that are talking about this. So my question to you is, how long will they hold before they just fall to the weight of the personality of Trump and are just like, well, I guess actually war now? I'm wondering, that this feels like the only thing I've seen multiple Republicans in elected positions speaking out against this action. Now, that was before the bombs dropped. I have not seen reactions since the bombings yesterday.
Yeah, the we have to rally around the flag or whatever bullshit they do after, you know, violence has been committed is always a real option. But I remember in 2016, there were all these disparate, this is kind of the political environment the Republicans had back then in terms of like, we have we can either exploit our own people and do fascism, or we can keep colonialism going over there. And both sides kind of got hushed by Trump and united under a banner of whatever the hell this is.
Yeah.
So it might be just the rope fraying back into its constituent pieces, but it also might be, you know, the Trump's so deeply ingrained when he says jump, they have to say how high now.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many times Tucker Carlson owns that little Eggman.
I mean, Ted Cruz must have a humiliation fetish, so I think he enjoyed it. He loves Trump, and Trump shit on his wife. Like,
can we pass a law requiring him to do boner checks just randomly?
I don't know. But the thing that I find irritating about that whole situation, it's delightful to see someone actually hold Ted Cruz accountable.
To get Ted Cruz hung out to dry.
That's great. The thing that's irritating is it just shows that Tucker Carlson has always been a shill. That he does have a modicum of journalistic integrity when he wants to, that he can ask a hard question and hold someone accountable, that he was capable of that the whole time. And it just shows that he was 100% bought and paid for. Like his morals are for sale.
And I heard someone else make the point of, what does it say about, you know, just how fucked we are as a country that those voices on the right are the only ones saying this stuff?
Yeah. Right? That they're the only ones having that conversation, whereas the vast majority of the left, like the Democratic establishment, has not stopped any support for Israel. And half of them are like, yay, bomb Iran. Like, they're all fucking war hawks.
Isn't that fun? And we got to vote for them. Dan, we have to vote for them. Mm-hmm. It's the only way the thing they want to happen won't happen.
Yeah. But don't worry, I'm sure that we'll get a nice 24-hour, you know, speech from the Senate floor to effectively do nothing except be like, hey, maybe don't bomb there. Like, at this point, it's just a paperwork error for most Democrats. They're like, well, you didn't get our approval. We're not saying we're not for it. They're like, yeah, let me at them. Let's go start another fucking war that we can have go for another 20 years.
Watch, they'll pass a bill like that specifically says Zoran can't run for New York City mayor, and then it'll be like a rider that we go to war with Iran.
They're running out of time. That election's closing soon. I am fascinated. That could be a monumental victory for actual socialist policy in this country.
You know me. I love to pin all my hopes on anything that isn't this.
Yeah. No, he's run an excellent campaign. He's a really good candidate. I think, you know, former assemblyman, if he does not win the mayoral race, he needs to find a competitive house district or primary someone in another house district, because he could do it.
If he doesn't win, I'm going on hunger strike.
I'm just really looking forward to the next presidential election where they try to make either Joaquin Jeffers or Pete Buttigieg happen.
They really want Jeffers to happen.
They want Jeffers to happen, but Buttigieg has been getting out there a lot. He's been doing a lot of spots on news, and he's not positioning himself as like I'll be a pundit for the rest of my life. He's trying to take some principled shots and stands, but at the end of the day, he is an establishment, milquetoast, capitalist Democrat. Nice guy, articulate, well-spoken. But he is
never been an effective steward of power at any level.
There's no, like,
and his poor husband. He always seems so sad. Have we heard from him in a while?
Just at home with the children. Where have you been out gallivanting with one of your train whores? I'm the Secretary of Transportation. You were. Now what are you? You're nothing. I thought I married a winner. See, gay people, they're just like us.
They're just like us. Wait, do they have kids? Where did Buttigieg's husband get
twins.
Those kids?
They have twins. Chasten, is that his name? I remember it's like an obnoxiously terrible white name.
I think it's Chasten.
But no, we did the field is going to be, I feel like as a newly single person in my mid 30s, I have better options dating than we are going to have for presidential candidates that are presented to us.
I feel like you could take that for pretty much anybody. Guy holding fish, I would love him to be president at this point.
That's fair. And yeah, I mean, I do have a large pool to pull from. Guy with fish.
Guy with fish, grill dad.
All right, did I tell you that there is an Apple TV app for Tinder? I have not gotten on any of the apps, but I was going to download Dropout, and under the, you know, hot thing must-haves for Apple TV, they had Tinder.
You want to date Brendan Lee Mulligan, star of Dropout.
Don't. Stop. I need you to quit reading my fan
fiction. Put it on your vision board.
Quit reading my fan fiction. I would never do that to his beautiful marriage. But
I'd wreck that home.
No, I wouldn't wreck it.
I'd wreck that home just to wreck that boy.
No, that's a room for one more situation.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but in seeing that, I was like, who the fuck is putting the Tinder app on their Apple TV? Who wants to, you know, to quote my friend Alex, who's swiping in 4K? Like, I don't...
Yeah. Not only 4K, but like 50 by 60 inches.
Yeah, using the little Apple remote. Like, how are you reformatting something built for phone into, like, I'm tempted.
Can you really zoom in on the fish?
I don't know. You can look it up and be like, that's a fake fish. This motherfucker's at a Bass Pro Shop.
When you're posing with a fish, the ladies, they melt like so much ice in the summer sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody does. That's why all the guys do it.
Because
then you see, it proves you're a provider. All right, and that's the first step to being an alpha male. You said you're not on the apps? Get on the apps. I'll help you. I'll guide you. I'll mold your mind.
Are you going to coach me?
Uh-huh. Yep. First, picture a fish.
Okay.
Prove you're a provider. Prove you're an alpha that's not afraid to take the life of a smaller creature than you.
Cool. And then on the next slide, me eating a vegetable because I'm vegan? Like, I don't know. Slide. Jesus. Profile picture, whatever they're called. I don't know.
It needs to be you wearing a t-shirt that's a little bit sexist.
Okay.
Like, my other shirt is a woman. I don't know. You'll have to find your own slightly sexist shirt.
You know
shirt.
What's interesting, though? You're very good at sexism. You're just bad at shirts.
I'm just bad at shirts. Exactly.
You're like, I don't know what's funny on a shirt. Like, my art is meant to be spoken. I don't do the written word.
Yeah, I got a zero in shirts, 100 in sexism. It rounds out to a 50. It's still a failing grade. And then, yeah, and in your bio, it needs to also be a little bit sexist, like maybe make a joke about, like, I love to eat out, and I don't just mean Chinese takeout food.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
Feel good about that?
Uh-huh.
You happy with that one?
Yeah. Final answer, last take?
Mm-hmm.
Ship it.
Great.
Chinese
can
takeout
we do, Can we do one more for safety?
Okay, you want me to do a wacky voice?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about the Chinese takeout.
Oh, that is.
Is that sizzle?
Sizzle reel? The way that your lips were pop, like, I don't
well,
like how
you,
much
I,
of this.
You mentioned Chinese food. And they started
I don't
inflating.
Like how much I've talked about your mouth this episode. Because as I've told you, it ain't purdy. You do not.
Well,
have
I guess
a purdy
I'm giving
mouth.
You something to give to the gelato people, so they know what to expect.
I don't think we're going to get a sponsorship for this or any episode, Austin, because this show is.
I admit it's a hard sell, but if anyone can do it, you can.
I
will be furious at you if you cannot.
You put a lot of faith in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it
when
is,
it comes to me benefiting materially, I believe in you.
Your faith is misplaced, sir. Your faith is misplaced.
Well, then I guess that's a paddling.
Wow, that's a pull. That's from back in the day.
That's a paddling.
Yeah, you're pulling out an old one. It's not good enough to end on. Don't you fucking ask
me. Okay, yeah, no.
Don't even. I saw no, it in your
gonna,
eyes.
I am going to edit. I am going to edit out like 7 minutes of political discourse because I don't want this show to be political. I just want people to have a good time.
Neither one of those things can possibly be true. This show has always been political. In fact, if you go back to the beginning, you can hear when I was like a recovery libertarian be like, well, I don't know that Trump got elected. And I was like, I don't know what I was talking about, guys. I'm very sorry.
Would the you from the start of this podcast go to that straight pride parade in Idaho?
Absolutely not. But me from the start of this podcast had already sucked some dicks. I wasn't making a secret about that.
Yeah, what point in your life would you have considered going to a straight pride parade?
At the age of 11, when my parents were still in charge of everything I did. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay, so yeah. So how often does your dad consider going to the straight pride parade?
Right now, my dad is at a meeting for a nonprofit political organization that seeks to do active harm to our state in the name of conservative causes. I don't really think his social calendar is something that would include anything that has pride in the name at all, even if it's straight pride. It's all about traditional values and destruction of any form of government.
Oh, good. Good, because you know how much I hate public land, just as like a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it public when it could be just mine, maybe?
Yeah. Well, you know, Austin, you've always said drill, baby, drill.
I always said drill, baby, drill. I've always wanted just a bunch of asparagus on my property that I won't let anybody else have. That's mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Improvement is necessary to, you know, to have any claim over the land, right? That's how we justify this shit. So if we go back to English law establishing...
Don't you tragedy the commons me, you motherfucker.
Tragedy of the commons.
If you bring this into sheep rearing one more time, I swear to God, I will find you and I will tear your teeth out.
Shut up. Tragedy of the commons is a great British band name.
Tragedy... Commons is a pretty good
drag name. Yeah. Really political drag. Welcome to the stage, Tragedy Commons. Doing her knockout performance of Sexy John Locke.
Yeah, she has a dress made of grass and she brings up a bunch of goats on stage to sort of prove a point.
Yeah. Get ready to plow these fields. It's Tragedy Commons.
This resource won't renew fast enough, she says.
And that's good enough to end on.
Hooray! Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon Production.